here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And that would, of course, make me Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird and the slightly redneck music this week as we focus on C.W. McCall, the guy that likes convoys from back in the 70s. He made some even more cheesier songs on top of that in an album or so. So we're going to take a look at him. On top of that, one of those Shakespearean actors from the 1950s and 60s decides to cut a record to be really snooty and prove that, you know, any actor then can cut a record. You have no idea what I'm talking about, Daffodil, right?
Absolutely none.
He was part of a power couple in Hollywood.
I mean, I know who he is.
Yes, yes. But he was part of a power couple in Hollywood back in the 50s and 60s, along with Elizabeth Taylor. We'll talk you and tell you about stuff a little later on, but hey, let's get freaky and go Hawaiian. Can you pronounce that artist name, Daffodil? Huh? Come on.
That's like Hukila Hulas.
Thank you. We've got If You Want to Dance by the
Hukila Hulas.
But we're starting off with The Little Grass Shack with the
Hukilau Hulas.
On?
Cheese Please!
I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I want to be with all the Connies and Wahinis that I used to know. I can hear the old guitars a-playing on the beach at Ho'onaunau. I can hear the old Hawaiian saying, Eko mumai no ka ua ika hale vela kaha. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. It's a grand old place that's always fair to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I wanna go back to my fishing point. I wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the huma huma nuku nuku apua go swimming by. Where the huma huma nuku nuku apua go swimming by. I wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I wanna be with all the Connies and Wahinis that I used to know long ago. I can hear the old guitars a-playing on the beach at Ho'onaunau. I can hear the old Hawaiian saying, Eko mamai no ka ua I ka hale vela kaha. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. It's a grand old place that's always fair to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I wanna go back to my fishing point. I wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the humu humu nuku nuku apua go swimming by. Where the humu humu nuku nuku apua go swimming by.
With life, a salt and pepper, a fork and knife.
radio goes with life.
Cheese, please.
If you wanna dance the hula like the natives do at Waikiki, you ought to learn the words to hula. If you wanna do it perfectly, use your hands to describe the scene, to explain the words and what they mean. Like a ship out on the ocean, you set yourself in motion, the rest of you will go along naturally. But before you dance the hula, it is wise to do without your shoes, and wrap a grass skirt all around you. That's the one thing you should never lose. Now if everything is on to stay, you bend your knees and ummi on the air. Let a smile release the feeling that the rest of you will be revealing. And you have learned to do the hula hula. But before you dance the hula, it is wise to do without your shoes, and wrap a grass skirt all around you. That's the one thing you should never lose. Now if everything is on to stay, you bend your knees and ummi, oh yeah. Let a smile release the feeling that the rest of you will be revealing. And you have learned to do the hula hula.
Keith, please, with the hoogie lau huas, and if you want to dance the hula. Did I say that right?
Yes, that was fine.
I was practicing while the records were playing, tried to get it right. And before that, we had the Little Grass Shack in, what's the rest of it?
I'm not saying it either.
In Hawaii, shall
yes,
we say.
Yes, everyone knows what the Little Grass Shack song is.
Yeah, and
so
I
think we're safe there.
He did such a great job on the record, I don't want to crucify it.
Exactly.
That's all I got to say. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you were listening to Cheese, Please, and now we're going to portray our whatchamacallit of this guy.
Yeah, let's take a look at C.W. McCall, best known for a number one song in 1974-75-ish. Looks like we got us a convoy. But he had other songs, too. He had an album or so, two, three, four albums.
Well, and the thing is that he actually is from a musical family.
Okay.
He was born Billy Dale Fries.
Billy Dale Fries.
They had a family band.
Gotcha.
He got a job working in commercials.
Commercials? Like?
Yeah, he did graphic work. He did set design.
Okay.
And then he started working for an advertising agency as an art director.
Okay.
And he created a campaign for a bread brand. And the bread was trucked by semi-trailer trucks. And they had a spokesperson named C.W. McCall.
And he was C.W. McCall?
Well, he wasn't in the commercials. That was Jim Finlayson. But the name came from McCall's magazine, and then C.W. for Country and Western.
Sort of has a redneck, yeah, good old boy type sound, doesn't it?
Yes.
C.W. McCall.
And then in the commercials, you would see C.W. McCall embroidered on the shirt of the trucker.
Gotcha.
And then after the commercial stopped, he decided, I'm just going to start doing records with this character.
And, well, you know what happens.
And this is what happens.
Yes, we're going to play a few. A little later on, we'll hear Wolf Creek Pass. Shortly, you'll hear Four Wheel Drive. But this is just ridiculous. I mean, you heard Convoy. You can find it on YouTube if you haven't heard it. But the thing is, this one is Round the World with a Rubber Duck, and it implies that he drives a semi-trailer truck across the Atlantic Ocean.
Hey, you'd be surprised.
It's just crazy. But then again, it's on.
Cheese, please.
Breaker 19, this here's a duck again. You got a copy on me, Pigpen, come on. Oh, negatory, Pigpen, there ain't no way out except for that one Atlantic Ocean. Now listen, drop them hogs off in Omaha and get over here in the short, cause it definitely looks like we got us a problem. Bears to the left, bears to the right, we didn't have no place to go.
The hat is backed up clean to the shore, and them cab over peach don't float. I said, Big Pen, I got me a good idea. Them friends of Jesus gonna save us. So praise the Lord, Mr. Ford, and follow that microbus 10-4. Whales. Sank about 110 of them. I says, Big Pen, they just didn't have no faith. They definitely gone 10-7. By the time we got into that Piccadilly town, about half of them was lost at sea. I says, break 1-9 for a 10-33. What we got was the cotton pick of BBC.
I say, Faversham, looks like the Americans have got themselves another bloody convoy.
Oh, oh, and a thousand.
Thames. Look at them all. Half of them are sinking in the Thames. Hello. Some of our truck chaps are assisting them. Good show, actually. Oh, well, 10-4 for that rubbish.
Well, we crossed that channel like snakes on glass and stormed the beach about dawn. I says, grab your shifters and punch 13. We all going trucking on the Autobahn. Now, Big Ben, this here's the ultimate slab, cause there goes a Mercedes truck. He says, break 1-3 for the strudel machine. You just blew the doors off in the duck. How about it?
Oh, some terrible duck. We are receiving a word to word, but the speed limit of the Autobahn is 12 nickels. You travel too slow, but we're going to see you around. We're going to meet the thing.
Well, we stopped for a coffee at West Berlin. The British had 100-mile tea. I says, Pig Pen, from here on, it's wall-to-wall bear. It says, bash the wall, we're going to see. Well, them big red bears must have been in the bush, but we didn't see it one all day. So we raked up the leaves and we shook out the trees till we finally had something to say. You got it.
Comrade Duck, you have been given until daybreak in Berlin to get your cotton picking trucks out of the USSR. You will come.
Well, we shot them rigs through Salt Mine City with a hammer and a sickle on down. Then we hit the fan through the Sea of Japan, tuned into Transistor Town. I says, Big Pen, this here must be a place, cause everybody's eating with sticks. He says, 10-4, this here is CB land, cause my channel knob just went crank.
Ah, so, lovely duck, you have a nice day today, better day tomorrow. We catch you on trip prop, this one kamikaze Aussie. We gone, so you know.
Yo, ho, ho, and a thousand.
What's your 20? Australia? Mercy sakes, ain't nothing down there but Tasmanian devils and them koala bears. What's that? No double nickel limit. We're gonna be there in a short, Pig Pen. This here's Rubber Duck 10-10 and doing it to it like Pruitt used to do it.
Now then, some cheese please, my good man.
Certainly, sir.
Now there is a man-sized bite.
Cheese please!
We was screaming through the valley where the Nishnabotna flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, down the hills and up the dale, past CJ5 with a four-wheel drive and Smokey on my tail. Well, he picked me up with exit 12 on the I-680 ramp. I was doing 67 per when I rumbled through his trap. He commenced to whirl his flashing lights and he made his siren wail. I slipped on down to four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Now I got racing stripes and dual pipes and Smokey's got a Ford. Got a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, Chase was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Yeah, he was. Well, I dropped on down at Granny Low and I made a hard right turn. My big old fat commando tires went slashing through the corn. Well, the tassels blew and the kernels flew and it looked like yellow hail. Just cooking alive in a four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Well, we went screaming through the valley where the Nishnabotna flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, up the hills and down the dales. My CJ5 and four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Look out now, here he comes. Oh, we gonna get it on now. Don't hit that fellow with a banjo. We gonna swim this here creek now, Smokey. Yard wide and foot deep. Nation of Botany River, they call it. Might have to winch out. Gonna do a wheelie on that there gopher mound now, Smokey. Can you dig it, Smokey? Got four on the floor and four in the air on that one, didn't we? Goodness gracious. Like to bust my shocks. Well, that Jeep of mine made Smokey whine. His rig was made of lead. He's mired in 14 feet of mud, so he radioed ahead. I pulled up onto the blacktop and went crashing on through the rail. Sakes alive, I had 25 more Smokies on my tail. Now I had racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey had a Ford. Had a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, the race was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive setting out back of the jail.
Keith, please, with C.W. McCall and his episode of The Dukes of Hazzard, I think. With four-wheel drive, and before that, round the world with a rubber duck. I didn't know a semi-tractor trailer truck can drive on the Atlantic Ocean.
On boats.
Yeah, and you had a... Someone said something different about that song.
Yeah, they actually call it the pirate-flavored sequel to Convoy.
Pirate? Yo-ho? Yeah, that makes sense.
Never quite made it to the Hot 100.
Probably a good thing. We're going to play one more with the Wolf Creek Pass. On
Cheese Please.
Me and Earl was hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. And we was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down to the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl put down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and a 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, cause here we go.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, we commenced trucking, and them hens commenced a clucking. Then Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, my, ain't this pretty up here. I says, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you gon' kill us. Just make one mistake and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA approved cluckers. You wanna hit second?
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're gonna have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear to the floor and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. The sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel on 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and the scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Please, with C.W. McCall, a rather descriptive song to say the least, and Wolf Creek Pass ending off our profile, but you have one more fascinating fact about that song.
I do, because if this song didn't happen, we probably wouldn't have had Convoy or anything that came after, because this was his first charting song.
Really?
And it reached number 40 on the U.S. Pop Top 40. Blah.
Try that again.
This song reached number 40 on the U.S. Pop Top 40 in 1975.
Oh, there we go. So that was a good thing. And man, he was rather descriptive, to say the least. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to play something different.
Yeah, from this.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Oh, yes, Daffodil, to this. As I...
Highbrow.
Come off in highbrow and educated actor feel of Richard Burton.
Yes, the old alcoholic.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I can't picture that, you know? I really can't. Get me another beer, dear.
No, I wouldn't say beer, but yeah, he was very fond of the drink.
Alcoholic beverage, dear.
Very fond of the drink.
Oh, okay. What else can you tell me about it?
He had a very turbulent relationship with Elizabeth Taylor, married her, divorced her, married her again.
Twice?
Oh, yeah. In a row.
Wow. Yeah.
Married her twice, divorced her twice.
Oh, wow. Ooh, they were pretty big, though, in Hollywood back in the 50s and 60s.
They were.
Wow. Power couple, then divorced, then power couple again. And then she married, like, 500 times, right?
He also married, like, almost 500 times.
Yeah. Anyway, he decided to cut a record, which is kind of ironic after what you just told us.
Yes.
It's called A Married Man. On?
Cheese, Please.
Married man, how wonderful to be a married man. For now I know life's purpose and its plan since time began. A lonely man, I took a wife and added love and laughter to my life and realized there's no one richer than a married man. Two, to share each happiness, and two, to bear each woe. And all, the woe seems so much less. And how the pleasures grow. The bachelor, the bachelor. I've lived his life, and I've lived with her. Well, let him lead his so-called merry life as best he can. But as for me, I'd rather be a happy man, contented man, a married man. Yes, as for me, I'd rather be happy man, contented man, a married man.
I think I watched one of his movies there for a second.
He does have a nice spoken word voice.
Doesn't he? Richard Burton, classically trained actor, power couple with Elizabeth Taylor back in the 60s, an all-around great alcoholic, apparently.
And he also won a Grammy for Children's Spoken Word Album.
A children's album?
Yeah, I think it was a reading of The Little Prince or some other kid's story.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I have to dig that up somewhere.
Not really something we could play on the show, but it's, he does have a nice voice.
Oh, that implies the wrong thing, Daffodil. Why can't we play it on our show if he's doing a children's album?
Because it's too long.
Oh, I was worried there for a minute.
No. We could play it on, but it's a full-length reading of a book.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, that's a little boring.
Yes.
I will never subject my listeners to that.
No. And again, we're at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Tornado on the radio and all that jazz.
Yeah, I got to do that. Here we go. Yay. Oh, tear your ears out with the opening of the Club of Barbin. I'm sorry. But I get the song.
What are we playing?
The George Fischhoff Complex. Ooh, you stereo freaks will love this one. If you like stereo music, it's called Ping Pong. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week. I am quite sure there will be some more shenanigans.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.